there were other parts of this vision in hell. We came back to the belly of hell again and began to walk towards a small opening. Jesus said, "This is a part of the center of hell." Jesus said, "Be not deceived, for whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. For he that soweth to the Spirit of the Lord shall reap life everlasting. But he that soweth to his own flesh shall reap corrupt." We came to a cell on this place in hell which had a beautiful woman in it. I don't know why she had flesh, but she did. The top of her cell said B.C. I heard the woman say, "Oh, Lord, I knew you would come back someday. Let me out of this place of torment." Her clothes were of an early age. "Let me out," she cried, "let me out. I have been here for centuries, and I cannot die." "Do you hear that, people?" I cried, "Oh, my God, how horrible to be in hell forever." Again, she cried out to Jesus, "Have mercy on my soul." Softly, Jesus said, "Peace, be still." In sorrow, I listened as he spoke to her. "O woman, you know why you are here." "Yes," she said, "but I will change now, Jesus. I remember when you let all of those out of paradise. I heard your words of salvation." "I will be good now," she cried. "I will serve you." She clenched the bars of the cell. Horror was all over her. "Please, oh please, let me out. Many of my people for many generations have come here." She began to change right before my eyes. Oh my God, I watched in horror. Her clothes changed and she began to burn in fire. How horrible to behold the burning of this soul. "Dear Lord," I cried out, "what is this?" I felt so sad inside. Jesus said, "All servants of Satan will go to hell unless they repent and stop their sinning. There is no end to her torment. Their smoke will ascend up forever," Jesus said unto the woman. "You knew on earth your end. Moses gave you the laws of righteousness, but you would not repent nor listen. You were an instrument in the hands of Satan, a soothsayer, a witch. You taught many the arts of witchcraft. You loved darkness more than light. Your deeds were evil. Sin reaps sin and death. You did much harm to the saints of God. You would not repent of your evils. Many came to you to get you to serve the Lord God, but you would not hear, nor did you care. Jesus said, it is written, the just shall live by faith. If you had repented, God would have forgiven you. He knows all things. Too late, too late. The judgment has been set. With much pity of heart, we walked away. There was no end to the pain and suffering. Her hands reached out to us as we walked away. And I thought, oh my God, how awful to be burned for hundreds of years in hell and yet could not die, and feeling the constant torment of pain and suffering. We stopped in front of another cell, and I heard a man's voice calling out, "Who is there?" Jesus said, "He is blind." I heard a sound and looked ahead of us and saw a large demon again with broken wings. I stood close to Christ. We turned to look at the man who had spoken. He was in a cell with his back to us. He was hitting the hot air and saying, help me, please, somebody let me die. Oh, my people, what torments, awful torments. Tenderly, Jesus said, peace, be still. The man turned and said, Lord, I knew you would come for me. I repent now. Let me out. I still have the desires to do what I did on earth. I was a horrible person. I would not let your spirit change me. I knew by using my handicap for my own selfish gain, I was a sorcerer for Satan. I deceived many to follow Satan, but, O Lord, I repent. Let me out. Let me out. He screamed, and his screams got louder and louder. Jesus, you sent many to me while on earth to tell me the truth to save my soul. I cursed them and caused them much harm with my evil powers. I fooled many people with my powers of darkness. I was a warlock for Satan. Oh, God, I now repent. Let me out of this place of torment. Night and day I'm tormented in flames. There is no water I thirst, he cried. The man kept on calling out to Jesus. Dry sobs of sorrow filled my soul. Jesus said, all sorcerers, adulteresses, whoremongers, homosexuals, lesbians, And all workers of darkness will have their part in the lake of fire and the cells in the pits in hell if they do not repent before they die. It is time that the world awakes and receive Jesus Christ as their personal Savior. The Bible describes a place of future punishment for sinners and unbelievers to be a lake of fire, Revelations 10 and 15. A place of torment, Luke 16, 22 to 24. A place where lost souls never die and the fire is not quenched, Mark 9, 43 to 48. A place of weeping, wailing, and gnashing of teeth, Matthew 25, 30. Matthew 8, 12. Matthew 24, 51. I am a living witness. I am an eyewitness of what Jesus Christ revealed to me about hell. I've been there and back to hell many times with the Lord Jesus Christ to bring this testimony unto you. Hell is a place where sinners drink of the wine of God's wrath, Revelations 14:10. A place where the smoke of their torment ascends up forever and ever. Let God be true and every man a liar, Romans 3:14. The responsibility of spending eternity in a lake of fire and brimstone is yours and yours alone. God loves you. Christ died for you. Please, won't you believe and accept Him today? We walked on and we came to another jail cell. A man's soul was inside of there. I knew when he spoke. He said, "Oh Lord, I knew you would come and release me. I now repent." He was also full of flames and worms. All the souls that we talked to had worms crawling out of their souls and into the fire, and the fire did not destroy them. And they knew and felt all that went on about them. And they could not run all over hell, for they were encaged in certain compartments, certain levels, and certain degrees. And this man was in a jail cell. The man was full of lies and sin. Jesus said, quote, "You knew you were a disciple of Satan, a liar, and you deceived many. The truth was never in you. You heard my words often and made fun of salvation and the Holy Ghost. You would not depart from evil. You would not seek peace or pursue it. You lied all your life. You would not listen." Jesus said, "All liars will have their part in hell. You blaspheme the Holy Ghost." The soul began to curse and say many evil things against my Lord and Savior as we walked on flames engulfing him. Jesus said, "Whosoever will, let him come. He that loses his life for my sake will find life more abundantly." These are judgments against sin upon those who fail to repent while on earth. Rewards are given to those that get saved and stay saved by my word and overcome, saith the Lord Jesus Christ, and live according to my laws and commandments. Many people try to serve God and Satan at the same time, but this is impossible. Choose you this day whom you shall serve. We came to a next cell. Cries of sorrow came from within. "Not again," he cried, and we looked upon the skeleton of a man huddled upon the floor. His bones were black from burning, and his soul was a dirty mist inside, as I have explained earlier. I looked closer, and parts of his body was missing, and I screamed, "Oh my God, what is this?" I saw smoke and flames come up around him. Jesus said, "My word is true. I'm sent of God to save men and women from sin and death and hell. Believe the gospel and be saved from your sins." Jesus said this man's sins were many. He had murder and many hates in his heart. He would not repent and believe the gospel. I would have forgiven him if it only come unto me. I said to the Lord, "You mean, Lord?" He thought while alive that you would not forgive him of murder and hate. "Yes," said Jesus. If only he had believed and come unto me once he had heard the gospel. Instead, he did more sins and died in them, and this is where he is today. He had many chances to serve me to believe the gospel, but he refused. Too late, too late. He said he was unworthy. He said that I would not forgive him. My child, that is unbelief. I will forgive them. I will forgive murder. I will forgive hate. I will forgive those who've aborted babies. I will forgive, saith the Lord, even to the uttermost. We walked on, leaving the poor old soul crying to the next cell. horrible odor began to fill the air again, and moans and cries and screams were everywhere. I felt so sad and wanted to run out of this horrible place. I thought of my family and my husband and children above upon the earth, and I cried, "Oh God, I don't want none of them ever to come here."